you close your eyes and imagine yourself standing outside of an elevator. The doors of the elevator open and you step inside and you turn and face the control panel, and there's only one button on that control panel, and it's labeled with your question. And this is something you obviously seek answers to, so there's curiosity as you reach and push the button of the elevator, and the elevator doors close, and you experience it moving downward. And it just continues down. And allow yourself to be relaxed and not try to create something, just waiting for the elevator to stop. And when the elevator stops, the doors will open on some scene from your childhood. See it as if it's going on right in this moment. What are you doing in this scene? What are you feeling in that moment in time in your life? Are there other people in the scene? What are they doing? What are they feeling? What are they saying? What are you thinking? And just make note of all of this. And record them in some kind of fashion. You can write them down, or as you go through it, you could have a friend there and have the friend write them down. Or you could tape record them if you like. But always include what you're doing, saying, or thinking and feeling in that moment in the scene. And if there's others, again, what are they doing, saying, thinking, or feeling? And sometimes it can be insightful to ask yourself, once you've got all the basics down, all right, as I recall it, that's what happened in that situation. Then what did I do? And record that element of the scene as well. For example, if it's a time from your childhood when you just missed the school bus and you watched it pull away without you and you felt like a fool as the kids, including your friends, looked out the windows laughing, feeling sad and rejected and left out and thinking, why does this always happen to me? Now, there's a good start of a list of patterns. But more insight could come when you ask, then what did I do? Say, I walked to my friend's house, and which is right there by the bus stop, and I asked his mom, and she ended up bringing me to school in her car. Sometimes the patterns are not so obvious, particularly when it's a happy scene. The question might be, what are the patterns that are making it hard for me to make a decision? And I get on the elevator, and the scene is me playing in the backyard with two of the neighborhood kids, and we're playing on the new swing set that my father installed over the weekend. I'm involved in the game and really happy. I feel proud of my dad for making it, and special because the other kids' dads didn't make them one. And we played on that for days. It was great. Patterns making it hard to make a decision is the question. We always have to refer back to the question. So right now, why don't you pause the tape and see what patterns you identify in the above scene that answer the question, what are the patterns that are making it hard for me to make a decision? So some of the patterns in here could be dependent, needing others to make it. Other patterns that would get in the way of making a decision, overly interested in what others think. And also, because it's a happy scene, is there a pattern of only happy when others will be involved? Sometimes patterns show up in the language used to describe the scene. So in this one, there was a line, I'm involved in the game and really happy. In the context of the elevator question, the game could be seen as indecision. Therefore, a pattern could be happy not to decide, or people will play along with me if I don't make up my mind. So sometimes even the specific language will clue into an actual trait. So now we recommend that you go down the elevator getting at least three scenes on any particular question and record all three scenes before you stop to interpret them. do all the elevator trips, and then stop to find the patterns in the scenes. First of all, you'll find patterns in the individual scenes, and oftentimes a theme emerges that they all three are indicating some greater theme or vicious cycle of the patterns. And often it can be very helpful to ask another graduate to listen to the scenes and give you their perspective on the patterns. I want to talk about troubleshooting in the elevator. Sometimes certain problems come up. I want to address some of those. For instance, the doors of the elevator open up and it's dark or foggy. There's nothing there. Or it's just a bright light. If that's the case, just ask yourself to step off the elevator anyway, into that space. And ask yourself, what am I feeling now in this space? If it's dark, you could find yourself in some dark space and you reach over to the right and there's a light switch and you flip the light switch up and now wherever that space is a bit illuminated and you see a scene from your childhood. Or walk out into the fog and ask yourself, what are you thinking and how do you feel? And see what else happens. See if there's something else that emerges once you decided to step into that unknown part that came up in the elevator. Another problem that often comes up is sometimes people get multiple scenes, like several things flash to mind at once. And very simply, what you can do is just take one at a time, make note of all the elements of that scene, and then go to the second or third scene, depending on how many came up simultaneously. So it's a quick way to work, actually. You just get all those scenes on one trip down. Often people get a scene that's not from their childhood. Sometimes you get an adult memory. If that's the case, take it and use it and identify the patterns in that scene. As well, people sometimes come up with a fantasy scene. It's like a dream that never actually occurred. And again, write down the scene as if it was a scene from your childhood, just like any other scene in an elevator. And once again, you can go through the scene after you're done and identify the patterns there, even if the scene didn't really happen. And I want to conclude by encouraging patience with this, that you're really asking something other than your intellect to come up with information. So as you go down, just allow yourself to be immersed in the process. You're going down an elevator. Nothing else is happening. You don't need to engage your intellect to find a scene. And when the doors open, take what you see and then get the information from that scene and write it down. The elevator is an incredible tool, and we use it very frequently in life to just identify new patterns as we come into new stages in our lives.